When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all across scary games being scary, but developers seem to have realized they don't necessarily need to be making a horror game to include a serious creep factor. Sometimes that creep factor isn't even all that obvious. In fact, having to dig for a spooky video game detail can make it all the more unsettling, like trying to figure out why that horrifying image file is in the game, what happens when you wander through a swamp at 3 a.m. in a Western open world game, or what famous video game enemy has a dark and distressing hidden secret. Well, I'm here to answer all those questions for you, so I hope it's daylight out, and if it's not, not to worry, we're in this together. Right? Okay, cool. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 creepy video game details that'll give you the chills. Number 10, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Alien TV Broadcast. Doubling down on my comment that you can find a creepy moment even in the brightest, bubblegummiest of games, Animal Crossing New Horizons proves that even it can bring on the supernatural. If you can drag yourself out of bed at the ungodly hour of 3:30 on a Saturday morning to boot your Switch, you can wait 3 minutes and then potentially freak yourself out. At precisely 3:33 a.m. for exactly 1 minute, the TV in your home will display static and then an alien figure who appears to speak to you. That's your Animal Crossing home, not your real home. If you're dying to check this one out but you don't want to be up at 3 a.m, you can of course just change the date and time on your console. Number 9, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, PT Transmissions. This will be the first ghost on this list, but certainly not the last. Unless you've been living under a rock, chances are you're pretty across PT, the playable teaser for Hideo Kojima's now cancelled horror game Silent Hills. Well, before he had a nasty split with Konami, the mastermind behind Metal Gear Solid put a PT Easter egg in Metal Gear Solid 5. During Mission 20, clever players could happen upon a radio broadcasting a pretty nasty report. It details a grisly series of events where a man murdered his whole family. PT fans will recognize this as the same broadcast that plays out in the Silent Hills demo. Does this mean Snake exists in the Silent Hills universe and could have taken the spooky ghost Lisa out before she scared the pants off us? We can only hope. Number 8, PT, Lisa's got your back. Since we're already talking PT, let's go over one of the most interesting and horrifying video game details that might actually make you happy you're super unlikely to ever play this demo again. Lance McDonald, an Aussie streamer, hacker, and friend of mine, dug through the PT build and discovered something genuinely freaky. As soon as you pick up the flashlight, Lisa actually attaches to your back, which explains why you think you can hear her following you through the endless hallway loop. Because she is. Constantly. I guess except for when she's on the second landing, or slamming the door of the bathroom, or standing in the window. But there's the lowdown for you, if you wanted to make a horrifying game more horrifying for some reason. Number 7, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Beware the Weeping Angels. Don't blink. Blink and you're dead. That's the golden rule when dealing with the Weeping Angels, an enemy made famous on Doctor Who. You see, the Weeping Angels appear as statues which move when you're not looking at them, thus the whole don't blink thing. They're actually not statues, they're a species of super powerful quantum locked humanoids, but look, we probably don't have to get into that right now. Clearly somebody at Seta Project Red is a Doctor Who fan. After completing the Monster in the Cemetery quest in The Witcher 3, you can return to the church near Lindenvale where Geralt appears upon some spooky angel statues. Entering and leaving the church, perceptive players notice the angels change position, move toward the door, and then entirely vanish if you continue to look away and turn back. If this series of events sounds familiar, it may be because Dishonored also incorporated the creeptastic angel beasties. Number 6, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Spooky Cliff Figures. Most of these creepy video game details have some kind of reasonable explanation behind them. This one doesn't, and even though it's in a Mario game, that somehow makes it so much more unsettling. In Shiverburn Galaxy and a section of the Grandmaster Galaxy in Super Mario Galaxy 2, you can spot some ghostly figures peering down at you from a cliff. The black figures have weird hollow eyes and can't be accessed as they're part of the game's sky model. The texture's called Hell Valley Sky Tree. It's been speculated that hell may be referring to heat, specifically lava, as Shiverburn Galaxy is called Frozen Lava Galaxy in the game's final Japanese release. Suffice it to say, the figures are particularly freaky, especially in the whimsical modern classic platformer. And Nintendo has never discussed them publicly, so your guess is as good as mine here. Number 5. Fatal Frame. Idle hands get spooked. The Fatal Frame series is already chock full of terrifying foes, chilling circumstances, and encounters sure to get you checking under the bed at night. But don't worry, the developers implemented a feature to make sure that even putting the controller down wouldn't get you away from the frights. If you try to give yourself a breather from fallen broken neck lady ghosts and tiny grudge girl looking ghosts, you'll find yourself thoroughly punished. Leaving the screen idle for around 5 minutes causes disturbing ghostly faces to appear. Depending on the entry you're playing, you might get horrifying flickering demonic visuals, frantic whispering, or disembodied crying. It's enough to make your skin crawl while you were innocently trying to refresh your drink. Exceedingly uncool. Number 4. Red Dead Redemption 2 – Old West Ghosts. Take a mosey down any back road at a certain time of night in Red Dead Redemption 2 and there's a decent chance you'll happen across something creepy. If you played Red Dead Redemption 2, you'll understand that I probably could have filled out this list from examples from Rockstar's latest Old West adventure. Between man-made mutants, werewolves, unsettling pagan rituals, a literal ghost train, and a man insisting he's the devil, Red Dead 2 has plenty of disturbing secrets to be uncovered by those who put in the effort to find them. Perhaps the freakiest is the ghost of Agnes Dowd. Reverend Swanson may be an unreliable drunk, but in the case of his tale of Agnes Dowd, he's right on the money. Pop down to the Lemoyne Swamps in the dead of night, and you may be lucky or unlucky enough to hear a woman's cries. If you want to be a classic horror movie teen, you can follow those cries and spot a ghostly apparition, none other than Agnes Dowd. If you stand back, you can see the tragedy that befell Agnes, and it's genuinely one of the creepiest and saddest encounters in the game. Number 3. Portal 2 – Ratman's Den. There's a lot going on in the world of Portal. The cake is a lie, Companion Cube is adorable, GLaDOS is a potato, and Aperture Science is certifiably nuts. Ignore the t-shirt. On top of all that, you've got Ratman's Den, the home of Doug Ratman, who first uttered the phrase, "the cake is a lie." You can find his scribblings in hidden rooms scattered throughout Portal and Portal 2, clearly moving between them to avoid GLaDOS. You probably already had your suspicions about GLaDOS, but Ratman's investigation really takes the cake. Sorry. His writing describes the series of events where GLaDOS murdered almost everyone in the Aperture facility with nerve gas, and tortured all the survivors with constant tests, leaving only Shell as the sole living test subject. Number 2. Grand Theft Auto 5 – Mount Gordo's Haunting. Rockstar Games always seem to have room for enigmas of the mystical, and perhaps one of the best comes within Grand Theft Auto 5. Much like Rockstar's other ghostly entry on this list, the story of Jolene's untimely death is equally tragic and creepy. Turns out Jolene and her husband Jock got in a spat about whether they should leave Blaine County so Jock could pursue his stuntman dreams. The argument grew particularly heated as the couple climbed Mount Gordo. Jock lost his temper and shoved his wife over the cliffs. Though Jock was arrested, he was later let go as the investigation settled on the death being an accident. If you head up to the peak between 11 and 12 at night, you can spot Jolene's ghost with a terrifying gaping expression. The rock beneath her spirit also has the word Jock scrawled on it in blood, clearly trying to avenge the injustice over her murder. Number 1. Half-Life 2 – The Secret of Headcrab Zombies. You'd absolutely know about one of the most iconic enemies in video game history, but you may not know the secret behind them. You will in a minute, so stick with me. It makes sense that when you see a headcrab latched onto a humanoid form shambling towards you, you'll want to shoot at it as much as you can, as fast as you can. No judgment. But you might want to listen a little closer to the creepy noises they make. It may seem like it's just standard garbled howling, but played backwards, they're somehow more horrifying. Turns out the creatures are actually crying out, "Help God, help," exclaiming "Why?" and calling out in agony. This seems to suggest that beneath that nasty head crab that appears to have eaten a humanoid's head is a person begging for your help. Yeesh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.